From the front lines of the information war, it's Abs.
By now, most Americans are aware that big media is corrupt and dishonest. Like magicians, they use the art of redirection to lure your attention, then deceive you. As a case study, let's replay this infamous clip from 2017.
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
To this day, Democrats insist that former President Trump has failed to disavow the racist elements within that crowd.
And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side.
There are very fine people on both sides. My God. That's what he said.
Would it shock you to learn that exactly 50 seconds after Mr. Trump made that initial comment?
Very fine people on both sides.
He then said this.
And I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
The fact-checking sites finally debunking Democrats' claims that then-President Trump called neo-Nazis and white nationalists, quote, very fine people.
Ask yourself, how did they hide this for 7 years? Then ask yourself, what else are they hiding?
That Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler.
Described American fallen soldiers as suckers and losers.
He's determined to convince you there is a crisis at the border.
Quote, it doesn't cost $60,000 to bury an effing Mexican.
Warning of a, quote, bloodbath if he loses the election.
Admitting that he will, in fact, be a dictator.
Called for the suspension of the Constitution.
And is a sexist and a sexual harasser.
They're playing the public. You.
If we are ever going to heal as a nation, we must demand integrity from those entrusted as the broadcasters of critical information. Together, we will pull back the curtain to expose and hold accountable every network of deception. Without truth, there is no trust. Without trust, there is no unity. Without unity, there is no United States.
Paid for by Maha Alliance. And not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Oh, Lord, my God. How great
Alliance is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Soon after I was
nearly assassinated in Pennsylvania last month,
Bobby called me to express his best wishes. In honor of Bobby, I will establish a new commission on assassination, and they will be tasked with releasing all of the documents pertaining to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy.
Maha Alliance is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Manufacturers selling baby food with high levels of toxic heavy metals.
Foods and cereals marketed to children contain a weed-killing chemical that some health authorities link to cancer.
Exposed to chemicals and additives that have been banned in other countries.
Half the tap water contains forever chemicals.
Enough is enough. President Trump and I are going to stop the mass poisoning of American children. We're going to make America healthy again.
Maha Alliance is responsible for the content of this advertising.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently...
Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Thank you.
Many of the supplements available at the alexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Del Bigtree of the High Wire is live in the fourth hour now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
350 plus radio stations and some cable and TV stations don't carry the first 5 minutes, so I aired some of those amazing ads that you guys have produced, the Maha Alliance. But I want to get to more of those in this hour with you and cover other things. But we were talking during the break, Dell, and this is something people need to know about how real Trump is. Behind the scenes, he's admitted this. His family's admitted this. You've talked to him. I've talked to him. We were sharing these stories. It was Jared Kushner and Trump's daughter that were basically double agents and working with Google and the establishment. And they were scared. So they're kind of Stockholm Syndrome people. When they stole the election from Trump 4 years ago and those two didn't back him, they weren't sidelined. They are nowhere to be seen and are not in the doghouse. They've been put on Mars on a rocket ship with Elon. You sent them off to Mars. So that's a good first sign. You want to elaborate on that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know they're his family, and so I'm sure, as all things, I think they meant well from their perspective. I don't know how deep that goes. But I do know one of the people that I've had an opportunity to meet, that Robert Kennedy Jr., when he first came from the first meeting with Donald Trump right after the assassination attempt, in Butler, Bobby came out of that meeting and said, you know, this Don Jr. guy, I've had the wrong opinion about him. He's really actually a neat guy, has done a lot of beautiful things in his life, is a conservationist. We had a lot of great conversations about not necessarily environmentalism, but we all want to be able to eat the fish coming out of a river. We want clean air. We want a clean food supply for our family. And Don Jr. seems to be, you know, he's very quiet in the first presidency. It appears that he's really going to be a part of this now. He's deeply a part of this transition team. So, you know, I just
he got Vance in there.
He got Vance in there. I just think when you look at it's as you said, you got to look at who someone's surrounding themselves with. And we're just seeing a very different President Trump right now. Also, I think you have to look at the fact that President Trump doesn't he doesn't need to get reelected. He's got four more years and that's it.
And they tried to kill him twice.
Right. They've already tried to kill him twice. Here's what we do know. Threatening his life does not back this guy away. I mean, you've got to hand it to him. He is walking boldly onto every stage. Nothing seems to be bothering him. That's incredible.
Oh, I said he should retract some. He hasn't.
No, he hasn't. I mean, he is. I think you remember the scene in Pulp Fiction where the guy like fires his bullet bunch of times at Samuel Jackson and suddenly he just feels like he's somehow endowed by God that nothing can kill him. I kind of think that that's where
Trump
Donald
said
Trump
that's what
right
happened,
now,
basically.
Right? He's like, I don't think they can kill me. They keep trying. It's not going to happen. He's confident. But look, I think what you know what you're watching now, and one of the things I just want to say behind the scenes, when Robert Kennedy Jr. started having conversations with President Trump, it wasn't just the two of them. As he said, Don Jr. was there. But, you know, Elon Musk wanted to see this happen. You know, you had Tulsi Gabbard in the conversation. You had, you know, Tucker Carlson and even, you know, Joe Rogan behind the scenes was having some comments about. And part of it was there's a lot of people in this country that were feeling really divided about Robert Kennedy Jr. and Donald Trump. I know Robert Kennedy Jr. is the guy that's going to clean up this vaccine problem and the pharmaceutical industry and all the corruption on government. But I just don't think he can win. And Donald Trump, on the other hand, you know, doesn't fully seem to understand all the issues. He wants to change him, but does he really have the in-depth insight that Robert Kennedy Jr. does? So it was really a lot of powerful people that brought these two together. Callie and Casey Means, right after that brilliant interview they did with with Tucker Carlson were reaching out. And so unlike, you know, I think a lot of people remember Robert Kennedy Jr. was offered to run a vaccine safety commission by Donald Trump in the first election. But then he went out in front of the CNN cameras and said, hey, I've been asked to run the Vaccine Safety Commission. And then that got reneged like 3 or 4 hours later. You know,
Bill Gates swooped in.
Swooped in, scared Trump, and who knows who else. And suddenly, like, oh, no, Robert Kennedy Jr. was mistaken. That's actually where I got involved with Robert Kennedy. Like, you know, the inside baseball on that. I had vaxxed. We were starting to tour the country, and we were out there. We were, you know, making a lot of progress. But Robert Kennedy Jr. had this giant phone call with a lot of people that were in the space saying, you know, he just basically called me a liar on television. I'm not very happy about it. I'm a Kennedy. I'm not supposed to allow someone to talk about us that way as though somehow I misunderstood. But I was in that think tank and just kept giving my thoughts. And I was saying, you know, Bobby, Donald Trump's the only president that has ever said he believes that vaccines cause autism. He's the only one that's really looked at vaccines and saying something needs to change. Maybe we're giving too many too often. Maybe there's studies we can do. Maybe we can test people before they get the vaccines to see if they have susceptibilities. You know, he had those thoughts. I said, we don't want to burn that bridge. You know, and looking back now, I'm really glad that we didn't. Looking back now, I don't think Donald Trump really fully knew how corrupt the whole space was.
He said that. Trump said he didn't know how bad it was.
He did not know.
And now, not just the words, but the actions and the leaks, the establishment is apoplectic. I mean, they are so scared of this brain trust coming in. And it's not going to be a bed of roses. Nothing's going to be perfect. But this is exciting.
It's very exciting. And really, you know, one of the things I want to say is this, that, you know, there are a lot of people that will have to be replaced. There'll have to be people to be hired. But there's things that are going to happen on day one. I know about it. And here's the inside baseball. It's not a lot. There are databases that our government is hiding from the world. The VSD, the Vaccine Safety Data Link, has 10 million people in it. It's how they study all of their different drugs and things that they do studies on. Well, all we've wanted from the beginning is just do a vaccinated versus an unvaccinated study. Take all of the vaccinated people in that database and then, you know, compare them to all the unvaccinated and ask, who has more cancer?
Similar
who
to
has
the
more diabetes? Who has more, you know,
similar to the leak we got out of New Zealand.
Right, exactly. So one of the things that's going to happen right away, whether even, and think about this, Alex, even if you weren't able to change a single scientist or doctor or corrupt person in there, which I know is going to happen, one thing that will happen immediately is all those databases are going to be made public. Just like we fought and made the Pfizer data public, Naomi Wolf is now able to do the work and scientists are looking at it because they've got the data and can start crunching the numbers. We've got AI. We've got Elon Musk. We've got computer learning. We're the home of Apple. We're the home of Microsoft. We're the home of Google. So what happens when suddenly all the data that's been hidden on what the heck is happening to us, whether it's the color in our Fruit Loops that is illegal in other countries, but we're eating it here. We're going to have answers to what's doing that to our health simply because those databases are going to be made public the way they should have always been. We're talking about this one thing you know Donald Trump's going to do because it's at no risk whatsoever. What Robert Kennedy Jr., they're going to take these databases and say no longer is this hidden from the public. This is going to be a transparent government. This is a government for and by the people, and let the people look at this data. Let the scientists around the world crunch these numbers and tell us what's poisoning us, what's killing us, because you know we have gone from 12% chronic illness in the 1980s to now 60% of our population have a chronic illness, either a neurological disorder or an autoimmune disease. We are the sickest nation in the world. Fact. We have the sickest children in the world. Fact. We have the sickest generation of children we've ever seen in this country. Fact. We are doing something wrong. And you've got people say, well, Dell, how do you know it's vaccines? How do you know it's not the colors and the dyes in our Fruit Loops?
It's all
how do you know it's not the, you know, the hormones in our beef or the glyphosate sprayed off of all of our vegetables? And I say, you know, no matter what it is, it's the same regulatory agencies that are passing it. Whatever it is, it's the fault of the CDC, the FDA, NIH, Health and Immune Services. You're sick because they said something was safe that should never have been allowed into your body or into your air, into your food, into your water. And finally, we have people going to government that know exactly how to do this. They know exactly who to get rid of. Robert Kennedy Jr. is not just a guy with an opinion. He's been someone that's been winning lawsuits against these people his entire career. 40 years he spent fighting for citizens, fighting corporations, getting, you know, cleaning up the Hudson River. You know how hard that was? to clean up the Hudson River was like a death pool with dead fish everywhere. Now people are swimming in the Hudson River. You know, that's a guy that knows how to make change. Donald Trump sees that. And frankly, one of the things when I watched, when Donald Trump first announced, you know, that Robert Kennedy Jr. was joining him in Phoenix, it was an amazing day. I had all the emotions in the world. Had gone through, you know, how many minutes do we have? Can we talk about...
You got the floor, buddy. I'm not interrupting you. I only interrupt guests when they're not saying anything.
I cut you a clip when Robert Kennedy Jr. suspended his campaign. Why don't we play that?
Yeah, let's play that. Let me see. That's RFK suspension, clip five. Let's roll clip five. Here it is.
I watched generations of children get sicker and sicker. I had 11 siblings, and I had 7 kids myself. I was conscious of what was happening in their classrooms and to their friends, and I watched these sick kids, these damaged kids. In that generation, almost all of them are damaged. And nobody in power seemed to care or to even notice. For 19 years, I prayed every morning that God would put me in a position to end this calamity. The chronic disease crisis was one of the primary reasons for my running for president, along with ending censorship in the Ukraine war. It's the reason I've made the heart-wrenching decision to suspend my campaign and to support President Trump. Ultimately, the future, however it happens, is in God's hands and in the hands of the American voters and those of President Trump. If President Trump is elected and honors his word, the vast burden of chronic disease that now demoralizes and bankrupts the country will disappear. This is a spiritual journey for me. I reached my decision through deep prayer, through hard-nosed logic, and I asked myself, what choices must I make to maximize my chances to save America's children and restore national health? I felt that if I refused this opportunity, I would not be able to look myself in the mirror, knowing that I could have saved lives of countless children and reversed this country's chronic disease epidemic. I'm 70 years old. I may have a decade to be effective. I can't imagine that President Harris would allow me or anyone to solve these dire problems. After 8 years of President Harris, any opportunity for me to fix the problem will be out of my reach forever. President Trump has told me that he wants this to be his legacy. I'm choosing to believe that this time he will follow through. Ultimately, the only thing that will save our country and our children is if we choose to love our kids more than we hate each other. The most unifying theme for all Americans is that we all love our children. If we all unite around that issue now, we can finally give them the protection, the health, and the future that they deserve.
You see, there's not just evil in the universe, and we're seeing the initiative of good turn the tide, and we are really seeing a corrupt, arrogant force that is at war with us, that is nihilistic, that is transhumanist, that is satanic, realize that they've got a real fight on their hands, Del.
They do. It's the fight that has to be had, and it's really the last hour. I think, you know, one of the things that makes you so spectacular, Alex, is long before any of us were here, you were starting to talk about this deep state. You were talking about this, you know, a government that was supposed to be of, for, and by the people, that was being robbed from us by corporate interests, by special interests, by globalists, long before anybody else ever did. And to imagine you sitting here in this moment, and I've been at this for about 10 years, I always, you know, I was aware of things. I grew up with parents that, you know, told me to question the authority too. But we are in that impactful moment. And in many ways, not enough people were listening to you. And I want to say that, you know, I think the vaccine, and we've talked about this before, that was the tip of the spear of the final death blow, which was if we can inject you and own your bodies and own the bodies of your children and pass laws that say that, you know, because of vaccinations, we've decided that we own your children. We make your decision.
That's a revolutionary takeover.
It was a revolutionary takeover. And so people like me got alarmed by that. And we joined forces with people like you that have been really talking about it for a long time. But I would say that we are at the very last stage. I was just speaking publicly, and this woman said, things don't happen that fast, Dale. You're being really dramatic. I don't think this election matters that much. I was like, that's because you're looking at this over the last year or maybe 2 years. There's people like Bobby that's been fighting the corporate establishment for 40 years as a lawyer, that watched his father when he was 13 years old be killed for exactly this battle.
And his
exactly
uncle.
This fight, and his uncle when he was 10 years old. So depending on what window you look at this, we're really at the end stage of a takeover and destruction of the one thing that stands in the way of globalist thinking, which is the Constitution of the United States of America. And whether you're looking at it because of the vaccine issue, or you're looking because of Federal Reserve banking issues, or you're looking at it for, you know, the war machine or whatever it is, when you get in a room with any of these people like me, I don't know a lot about those issues, but when we start talking, I can start finishing their sentences because it's the same game.
Same enemy.
Same enemy, same game, same way they keep putting the power players into your regulatory agencies, the power players into the CIA, people that do not care about American citizens. So when Robert Kennedy Jr., in that moment, which I think when people, you know, General Flynn called it one of the greatest political speeches of all times, and if people haven't seen it, they should go to Robert Kennedy Jr.'s website and watch that speech. It is the most impassioned, powerful statement about the state of America that I've ever seen.
It brought tears to my eyes.
It brought tears to my eyes, and I was standing in that room. And just to give a little inside baseball to people, you know, we had spent a month going back and forth. Bobby Kennedy had this amazing moment when Donald Trump, when that bullet clipped his ear, Bobby said to us, I got to call him right now. And he reached out to President
Trump. He's obviously thinking about his dad and uncle.
Immediately.
This is the final seal that this guy's anti-establishment.
Right.
All the corporate money going to Kamala.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the whole system. He's like, wait, this is my whole life. This is my destiny.
This is my whole life. This is what I've been fighting. And this has just gone too far. It has gone too far. The rhetoric's gone too far. One of the things I loved about working with Bobby is he said to us from day one, I'm not going to run any attack ads. I'm not going to speak down about the people around me. We're going to stick to policy and talk about that. But he called Donald Trump at that moment, just hours after the bullet had clipped him and just nearly took his life. And he just said, look, we need to talk. First of all, how are you doing? But more importantly, how's your family? I was the son, I watched my father be assassinated. I watched my uncle be assassinated. There is trauma.
And Bobby's realizing, he's realizing the same deep state that killed his dad and uncle. Yes. He's understanding this is his chance to actually bring them down.
Right. Well, and I don't even think at that moment, I think really it was just about President Trump, I respect you, and that should have never happened. But what happened in that conversation is President Trump said, I'm glad you called. Bobby, we need to talk. And these two guys really started talking about, let's talk about the things that we're both seeing the same. We are both being censored. Robert Kennedy Jr. has one of the most powerful cases against the Biden administration for censorship because of social media. The judge in the case that ruled in his favor said that this is one of the most egregious attacks on the First Amendment we've ever seen. But beyond that, we were not allowed on CBS, NBC, ABC. He wasn't allowed on the debate stage, even though he should have been there. And to Trump, I want to make sure that everyone knows this. One of the things that was amazing about Trump, when Joe Biden was said to CNN, I will not appear in that debate if Robert Kennedy Jr. shows up. You know what President Trump was saying? Publicly, he was saying, I think Robert Kennedy Jr. should be on that debate stage. Everyone should hear what this guy has to say. It's important. I think he's a good guy. He means well. And behind the scenes, he was saying to CNN, you should have Robert Kennedy Jr. in this. So anyone that says the dictator was President Biden, who didn't want to have any challenge whatsoever, but Donald Trump, even in that moment, and think about that, Bobby Kennedy was polling equally from Biden and from Trump. No one could figure out who he was hurting.
But Trump was not a totalitarian elitist.
That was it. He was like, look, it's freedom of speech. Get this guy in here. Let's have a debate. Let's put these ideas on the table. So when they're having that conversation, they realize you've been censored. I've been censored. They just tried to kill you. They've been character assassinating me. We were just starting to get on all 50 states. One of the most.
They didn't give Bobby Secret Service. They didn't give Trump enough.
Didn't give Bobby Secret Service until after that moment. And then, you know, when we finally got on the ballot, New York, we started getting lawsuits all across the country trying to kick us off the ballot after hundreds of thousands of people have been through the snow and the rain doing what Americans do and getting people to sign their names and say, we want Robert.
But the
Kennedy
message
Jr.
is,
the
even
ballot.
Though those battles were lost, we're now winning the war. Never
because
give up.
Those two finally said, look, we have a common enemy here. That enemy is attacking the United States of America. And though we may differ on a few things, in the end, the biggest things, liberty and freedom, body autonomy, you know, the right to have secure borders and a nation that is prosperous. We agree on all those things. And so after about 4 weeks of back and forth, and I will say it wasn't easy for Robert Kennedy Jr., you know, a Kennedy, a Democrat. He left the party, went independent. But in that moment, we had a meeting. I got called to Hyannisport. We all sat down. Some of the great minds from all around the world. I pinched myself for being allowed to and invited into that room, but everybody weighed in, Alex. Some of us, even me, I was like, I don't know this is the right idea for you, Bobby. I have spiritual issues with it. We all weighed in. And just like Trump is right now, Bobby heard from all of us. He heard from every perspective. And then we all just thought about it. And what it came down to is what he said in that speech is, in the end, am I going to win this as an independent? No. This thing is rigged against me. There's no way whatsoever. So I can be a martyr, which what good does that do in the face of what we're looking at? Or President Trump is offering me the opportunity to help build a cabinet. And what he said and was leaked in that video, which is really unfortunate, you know, President Trump did say, our kids are being poisoned, Bobby. You've been on this forever. This is your focus. What if I gave you the ability to focus on that? Go in and clean this up. Figure out how to make our children healthier. Figure out how to make this nation healthier. You know, I believe in you. I've always respected you, and I'm really tired of fighting you.
And even if Kennedy would have gotten in the first time, you could say maybe he would have stopped the whole COVID thing. But regardless, now that they did that, it's blown up their face bigger. And now the climate's perfect for him to come in and turn the tide on the whole big pharma poison system.
And now you have the people behind you. I don't know if you would have in the first time. Like, you know, God works in mysterious ways.
I was about to say, God works in mysterious ways.
In the end, it's happening now.
And we're simpatico. I was about to say, God works in mysterious ways.
That's it. That's it.
I mean, you can see God's hand in this. You can feel it. And I mean, that's what's... But you saying all this, it's all true. It makes me understand. We can't underestimate the bad guys. They're trying to steal it. They're catching them everywhere. A lot of rats are leaving the sinking ship. All these other pundits like Cuomo are now, you know, saying nice things about Trump. What is that? I mean, let's look at the dark side here.
Yeah.
What could the bad guys do?
I mean, I always think that, you know, in the Bible it says, you know, the sons of darkness will be smarter in their time or something like that than the sons of light. I don't know what time we're in, but I will say this. I feel pretty good about the ads that we're putting out.
Evil's been having its time.
I feel like it's had its time.
Yeah.
I feel like it's had its time, and I think people are seeing it. You know what evil can't do? It's not moving hearts and minds anymore. It is so run on fear. If you watch you watch this insanity of what they just said about this brilliant, you know, a Madison Square Garden, the fact that they're going with like a Hillary Clinton playbook. Calling hat like more than half
85 years ago, Nazis were there. What the hell?
I mean,
is that?
It's outrageous. I mean, this is how bad this is how bad a state they're in. A woman who couldn't win on Basket of Deplorables now appears to be in charge of the entire Kamala campaign, saying, no, we just weren't hard enough. Call them all a bunch of Nazis, and that'll work. Doesn't matter that there's an entire side of this building filled with Hasidic Jewish people and Israel, you know, flags flying everywhere. No one will pay attention to that. It's all backfiring because they're so desperate, because in the end, they don't have God. And what is
no,
that?
No, I agree with you, but because they're so desperate, that's what makes
them
so.
They'll do anything. There's no doubt about it, and this is what I said. I don't know. I haven't done enough investigation. I've never been able to prove whether or not the last election was stolen. I have serious questions about it, but I will say this. As the director of communications for Robert Kennedy Jr., he was cheated the entire time in the Democratic Party. They actually passed a rule because we were doing really well in New Hampshire. It's usually the first primary state. The Democratic Party passed a rule that if you had gone in and campaigned in New Hampshire, in the primary, all of your votes would automatically go to Joe Biden.
And they just removed Biden. Let's finish that and then get into more of these ads and just talk about, man, Dale, you're always doing a great job on it. This is amazing. This interview, we're going to put it all out later. It's live right now, but we got to cut this up. It's wow. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket with the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So sometimes it becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances, just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button.
Hey everyone, my name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail. And it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming, and I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones Store. For taking care of us and getting our orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
We're fighting the new world order. I don't have millionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts. Because they know I'm for real, and I can't be bought, and I can't be intimidated, and I'm wild, and I scare them.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the one, the only Del Bigtree's here, and I want to say something. It's a liberal trope that they've always put out. I've been on there 30 years and a half, but within about 27 years ago, they'd have articles in the local paper saying, boy, is Alex Jones on cocaine? Let's be 100% clear. My only problem's ever been with depressants, alcohol, and I haven't been drinking a long time. But the point is, people say, why are you so excited? How are you not excited when I was reading globalist books published by them, The Club of Rome, Limits to Growth, we're going to have world government, we're going to demonize the family, we're going to put chemicals in the food and water to lower their fertility. We're going to put compounds in the shots to sterilize people. The UN got caught in the 90s doing it, you know, adding hormones to tetanus shots. There's a trillion, you know, it just goes on and on. And how do you not get excited about a tyrannical group? Bill Gates 15 years ago, you know, at a TED talk saying we're going to depopulate the earth. The real name of his foundation is the Global Population Control Fund. They have award ceremonies. I mean, I would get excited if I saw my neighbor being mugged. If I could be totally calm in my bathrobe and I see my neighbor being mugged, I'm going to grab a gun and go, you know what? I mean, that's what men act like. And, you know, Del Bigtree's obviously in great shape. He's not on cocaine and probably super calm. Once he gets on air, he's reporting to you giant crimes being committed. Nuremberg, you know, 10.0, the crimes are, as Naomi Wolf has said, studying history, the biggest crimes ever. And you're supposed to get excited. If you go to a sports game and you yell and scream about your team and paint yourself up and go crazy, that's a good American. But if you raise your voice and get upset about total tyranny and now starting to win against it, that's weird. No, we need to make it normal to get excited like Del Bigtree, because he's one of the only other, and he's a great TV producer, researcher, you name it. Here he is for over an hour and a half, super excited, even more than me, because he has been fighting and he sees the tide being turned, and that is exciting. So you said earlier, you know, talking about what must it be like to be Alex Jones. I was thinking that, just like I thought the Lord works mysterious ways, you said that. I was about to say, literally coming into the break, but you jumped in, which is great. Like we're, you know, telepathing here or something. You literally said, I can't imagine what it's like to be here this long and to see it. And I wanted to say, I don't think you're right about this is coming to a head now. I know it. I mean, yeah. Baby, I'm getting chills. This is game time for the whole future of the frickin' species. And you study the history books and you study philosophers. Good wakes up in the final quarter, folks. And again, it's happening. I mean, woo, being alive right now, brother.
It's good.
Thank you for everything you and your crew have done. You guys are literally the Michael Jordans of the damn fight.
Well, I appreciate it.
And it's not about credit, but it's about betting on the horse that wins. You guys got the triple crown. Your whole crew, RFK Jr., all of you, I salute you.
I appreciate it, Alex. Boom. I really appreciate that, and I am very excited. You know, we are on the five-yard line here in a spot that no one said we would ever be able to get to. They said the people are asleep. They'll never care. They own the television sets, Alex, and we did it without them. I mean, we are finding ourselves in the position for anyone. I know there's like Debbie Downers out there. Oh, they're going to steal the election anyway, or all, you know, all that. Or, you know, I don't know if I trust Donald Trump. But as you said, you know, what would it look like? This is what I keep saying. What would the moment look like if you were about to take back your country? If the United States of America was really falling apart, you felt like it wasn't speaking for you. Everyone in America is polling saying that the television's lying to me. I don't trust my government. I don't trust the television. Well, what would it look like? What would that new force, that bright light coming in to, you know, break down that castle wall and take back the kingdom? It looks like this. And it looks like rivals that once said bad things about each other. I mean, you think about through history, whether it was the clans, you know, you think about Braveheart and the movie and how it represents all the different clans, the Lords showing up and they're all pussing around like, well, I don't know what we're going to do. And, you know, William Wallace rushes in there and he says, I'm going to pick a fight. That's what I'm going to do. And frankly, that's been my point all along, too. I've been picking a fight. I've been poking this bear. I've been suing the government. I am going to come after you. I want everyone in my audience to know who you are. I'm winning legal cases against you. We've poked that bear. It's pissed. It's swinging wildly. It's screaming, you're all a bunch of Nazis.
It's making mistakes.
It's making huge mistakes. It's a disaster area right now. And so we've been able to catapult ourselves into a position where if we all come together right now, if we put aside our petty little differences, and we're not going to agree on everything.
But we agree on stopping the globalists.
We agree on stopping the globalists and standing for liberty and freedom and the right to live our lives in peace,
yeah.
Live and let live here in the United States of America. If that's what you believe in, then what does it look like? The Klans are coming together. The Kennedys and the Gabbards and the Trumps and the, you know, Elon Musk. I mean, look at what he's saying he's going to do. He's going to ram AI so far up the ass of this government, use it for what it should be used for, not following and tracking everything we're doing, following all the lies and the deceit and the corruption. No,
it's run the vaccine database with the death and illness database. Boom, 10 minutes.
We're going to have the answer. Do you realize we will have the answers to vaccines? If you believe they're safe, all you'll have to do is run a decent AI program into that database, 10 million people, and just say, who's sicker? Who's healthier? Just go ahead and ask the question.
And again, we already know what that answer is.
New Zealand
and one other government it came out.
New Zealand's got some interesting studies, but some Norway has had some interesting studies, especially around the COVID vaccines. But in the end, they can have this answer, and you have to know. I've said this to begin with. When we went to that meeting with Robert Kennedy Jr. that Donald Trump set up in 2017, we were at the NIH. They said they weren't doing any safety trials using placebos on vaccines, which is the most egregious thing to admit there is. We said, okay, fine. If that's unethical, why won't you do a comparative study of the vaccinated and the unvaccinated in that database? Then we'll have the answers. And they said, we don't know how to do that study. And this is what I've said from the beginning, Alex.
Right.
You know they've done that study every
way sideways. They're obsessed with it.
They've done that a million times.
It's target accuracy.
They cannot manipulate that data in a way that actually shows that vaccinated are healthier. Because if they could, it would be every headline. Comparative study, the biggest database in the world shows vaccinated are healthier than unvaccinated. Alex Jones is done. Del Bigtree is done. Robert Kennedy Jr., we never have to hear from them again. Why have you never seen that headline? Because no matter how you slice it, vaccinated people are sicker than unvaccinated. They know it, and they cannot figure out how to do that study to show otherwise. Well, that study is going to finally get done. Those databases are going to finally open up, and now the world will know the truth, and what they'll know is, holy cow, our governments have been lying to us. They've been poisoning us. They've been killing us, and they had this information the whole time. And we're right there, Alex, and right now, we've got to put aside our differences. We got to stop squabbling. Right now, I'm seeing people saying, well, why are we talking poison food? I noticed Robert Kennedy Jr. is not talking about vaccines. Now, I mean, he just dropped everything, and they're making
arguments. The poison food's another huge issue.
It's a huge issue, and by the way, you're going to figure out what's going on with that the same way with drugs and guns or whatever else.
And we're knowing it's the tobacco industry, and even before that, it's the same industry. They've been making it addictive for 80 years.
We are so close, Alex. We are this close to taking back this country, and frankly, Donald Trump is that. He's that sledgehammer to pound through the wall. But this time, instead of him standing there alone and having a bunch of vampires glom onto him, he is surrounded by some of the most dynamic individuals. Honestly, presidents themselves. Robert Kennedy Jr., I still think, would be the greatest leader this country could ever have.
Probably.
Tulsi Gabbard is in there, dynamic. You know Vivek Ramaswamy is a future, and so does J.D. Vance. These are powerful thinking people. They're not tools. J.D. Vance is better in a debate than anyone we've seen in decades. I mean, it's absolutely... Absolutely. I'm sure that in universities across this country, in debate class, they say, watch this J.D. Vance debate. These are thinking, brilliant people all surrounding Donald Trump. And I've been watching him speak live. And I remember when the moment that he introduced, after Bobby, you know, stepped down that speech, I'm going to bring this weave, as Donald Trump calls it, all the way back around. That morning, Robert Kennedy Jr. gave that speech where he says, I'm suspending my campaign. I'm joining Donald Trump. I was with him for the 4 weeks. It was one of the most difficult decisions ever made. But the night before, I went into him. And I'll tell you, he looked like crap. It was weighing on him so heavy, because what people don't think about, Alex, it wasn't just about the fact that he was a Kennedy. It wasn't just about the fact that he was once a Democrat, or that his family's going to turn on him, or even his own children that, you know, go to family weddings and things would have to be in, like, the black sheep family. All of that was weighing on him. But on top of that, across this country, hundreds of thousands of volunteers had worked tirelessly to get signatures to get him on the ballot in all 50 states. So for him to just say, yep, that doesn't matter anymore, I'm joining Trump, that weighed heavy on him.
But the only way for him to actually deliver to them would be to make sure he brought that into the campaign.
That was it. But he knew, and there still are people that are really upset. Why did I get you on the ballot if you were just going to turn to Trump? What they don't recognize is that's what gave the power. That's what made it appealing for Donald Trump.
And by the way, people ask, is he going to really bring him in? He's already brought him in. The message is exploding. We're having total victory.
It's total victory. It's total victory right now.
Don't explain. Whether they steal the election or not, we've won the hearts and minds. It's global.
We have the people.
Establishment candidates, globalists are being run out. They're in trouble everywhere. We're routing the damn enemy. That's what people need to understand. There's not just evil in the universe. People have to be ready for victory.
Amen. And it's going to take you, you know, getting over being afraid. Like, I'm really tired of people like, oh, Del, thank you for being so brave. I need you to be brave. Don't stand out there in the audience and go, oh, Alex Jones, Del Beatrice, we can't do this.
I say this every day. People call in and go, thanks for being brave. I go, I'd have to be really brave and dumb to let this evil thing continue to take over. I'm not doing this because I'm brave. It's called a survival instinct. What the hell do you think it is?
I want everybody that you got 8 days right now, at least turn one person. And I don't have to be hard. I'm not asking you to go to your, you know, totally, you know, Democratic.
I was in a sauna.
Turn someone this week.
I was in a sauna this morning at a club, you know, a workout club. I went in there 20 minutes after I worked out. And I'm sitting there. Nobody's talking. It's totally jam-packed because it's Monday. Everybody's trying to sweat out the alcohol from the weekend. I wasn't. And there's two women and like six dudes in there. And I just started going, so everybody voting? And people are... And they go, yeah, Alex. Like five of them are like, yeah, Alex, we already voted. We're going to vote. And the lady's like, yeah. And they're talking about fraud and, you know, the New World Order. Yeah. And I'm like in a song. Basically everybody. One guy didn't talk. I mean, that gives you an idea how big the awakening is.
Yes, it is. It's huge. It's huge. And it's cab drivers. I've been traveling nonstop, you know, all over the country, having a blast speaking on the stages with Donald Trump. But you know what? cab drivers, when they just bring up, you know, what do you think of Trump? And they're like, I was like, oh, you're asking me? They're like, I'm thinking about it. You know, it doesn't matter, black, white, yellow, red, whoever's sitting in that cab, they're talking
about
it.
They're getting ready to try to convert you.
Bartenders are talking about it. Waiters are bringing it up. We are not in the same, oh my God, you can't talk about Donald Trump anymore. It's why, I'll show you the ad.
The bullying is broken.
I made an ad especially about this. Can we just run really quickly, number four? This is a blast because this is what I actually think is happening in this
case. It's short. Here it is. It's a good ad, isn't it?
Guess I don't have to hide anymore.
So he was really always a supporter, and we know Trump, it's the biggest phenomenon. People are scared to say it in polling, you name it. And it really is a referendum on breaking the back of the establishment and the bullying, and so it's a lot bigger than Trump. It's transcendent.
It's bigger than Trump. I mean, it always is. There's not one person can change the world, and I've said that. But what we're looking at right now is it's a movement, right? And it's not just one person. We've said before, you've got this dream team. You got Bobby Kennedy. You got Tulsi Gabbard, Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, J.D. Vance. But what we said, it's in God's hands. They all have a movement behind them now. They all have, you know, 30 to 50% of Americans that said no to the vaccine. I was like, I'm questioning that. They're questioning all the different issues that, you know, respect Elon Musk. They just watched him, as Trump said so many times, land a rocket, you know, and get caught. And they're like, forget NASA. Let's get a guy in here that pulls off miracles.
By the way, I sent you that guy clip yesterday. It's Joe Rogan talking about Elon a few years ago goes, I want a giant arm to grab it to make sure it doesn't get damaged. And then it's like, I mean, the thing is like a 50-story building and it lands with a big robot arm.
You would think that when you're going to choose a side, which side do you want to choose? You want to choose the side that says, I have technology that's going to find out where our expenditures are gone. I'm going to track down the people that have been committing fraud inside of our government. I think I'll hand it to the guy that built the Tesla that has the, you know, the top running AI and just caught a 50-story building out of the sky that fell to earth in a hand and didn't damage it so he can use it again. These are the types of people around Donald Trump right now, and he knows it. They know it. Remember, they know each other. So, you know, you got to hand it to President Trump right now. When you bring in individuals that powerful around you, you got to have the type of confidence that he has. Something really dynamic is here. And so what I'm saying, it's that Braveheart moment. Are we going to take this castle or not? Or are we going to stand right out here at the moment we're finally there to say, I don't know if he's the guy. I don't know if I agree. Why is, you know,
well,
why
let me say this. 32 million Christians in big studies are saying he's not Jesus, so they're not going to do it. Well, not voting for Trump, you're literally voting for Satan. I mean, and I'm a Christian, but Christ talked a lot about Pharisees that were always so good and better than everybody. And it's really shameful, in my opinion.
You know, I don't think, when we look at our founding fathers, which is, I grew up a liberal, I look back now and I hate his stories about our founding fathers. And we talk about, you know, their failures as human beings. They had slaves, definitely. They had their issues. They had multiple wives, whatever the case. But God moves from, look at the Paul and Saul. Like, look at Saul, right? God moves through people that maybe don't look like you expected, you know, a great person.
Saul of Tarsus hunted down Christians.
You know, hunted down Christians before God speaks through him. Right now, and I want to say this about Robert Kennedy Jr., I wouldn't say he's a religious person. I'd say he was probably one of the most spiritual people. For me, the most spiritual person's ever run.
You can tell. It's total.
God moves through that guy every day. Every decision he's making, he's waiting to be guided. He walks in faith. He made this decision to join Donald Trump because in deep prayer, he realized, put my ego aside. Put all of the things that would say you shouldn't do this and all the headlines that are there. Am I going to get to heal children here? And he said, I don't see any other option. I will. Kamala's not going to let me do
it. And let's be clear. He was huge being suppressed before that. People say, is he coming in? It's already happened. It's already the dominant. It's everywhere. And of course, people say, oh, it's only vaccines. No, it all ties together. Big pharma, big food, all the same thing. The insurance companies, the chemicals in the water. We're annihilating them right now.
It's massive. This is a, you know, as Tulsi Gabbard just said the other day, this is a disruptive government. And it's weird that word's tough because I was just at a conference, like it was disrupt conference. And it's like, that's a word that gives me PTSD, because disruptive was always my parents coming home from my third grade class after a parent-teacher meeting saying, your teacher said you were disruptive. And it meant I was like grounded for 2 weeks.
But if you're fighting Hitler in World War II, you're disruptive of Hitler.
Exactly. So now I've come to terms with this disrupting, a business and having looking at it. That's what's happening here.
When Congress attacked me and stuff and FBI memos leaked like 8 years ago, they said, we keep tracking back so much of what's going on, the disruption to InfoWars. I'm not trying to bring myself in. They use that term, disruptive. And then we know with the FBI and CIA coming after me, they said disrupt him.
Right.
That's the term they use.
Guess what? Our founding fathers were disruptive.
Very disruptive.
You know, they were very disruptive. They didn't like what they were seeing. You know, they didn't want to be under the king any longer.
And let me stop you here because we got to do this.
Okay.
Yes, we're winning humanity, but they're coming after everybody. They're coming after Trump. They're coming after Kennedy. We need your support. And you don't even come here and do this. Folks, I need your support because I'm backed by the people. I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. We can be shut down in 14 days. They're doing all these lawsuits trying to take my name. People say they can't do that. Well, I got to defend those. We're going to win. We're already winning. The judge shut them down last week. That took high-powered lawyers and that, you know, 50 grand right there to have those briefs ready, okay? This is total war. We make it easy. Great supplements, great T-shirts, great everything. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP member. You get $40 free a month. For $30, you make $10 on that. It reminds you to go back to the store. Incredible supplements, the ultimate CMOS, superfood. It's all there at the Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com. My dad's great supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com. That's how we're funding this operation, separate from InfoWars. You go there, you get T-shirts, you get ball caps, you spread the word, you meet like-minded people, you're a walking billboard for freedom. It's a great adventure, and you know you're funding our operation. We need funds. I'm about this week, you'll see it in the news, I'm going on offense against these people, okay? You keep wanting me to do it? Well, it takes money. And I'll go on the offense and just hope the money comes in. But we're going on the offense. We caught them. We got the documents. I told you I'll sue the CIA and FBI. Get ready. First steps start this week. And the enemy already knows. So but I need money to do it. And look, I don't even think about my life or any of that. That doesn't matter. I'm on this mission. I love it. This is great. But I need funds to fight a war. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of the resistance. I need your support now. There are great products. Take action. History is happening now. Dale, people need to support you as well. How do they do it?
Alex, first of all, I want to thank you. It just shows, you know, how awesome you are that you'll bring somebody on and say, go ahead and ask for money yourself. But first of all, give to Alex Jones. I don't want this guy to have to be like wearing a symbol and we're all going to say, you know, the truth teller formerly known as Alex Jones. Let's not let that happen.
But they're trying to make an example out of me. I'm not that important, but I become a rallying point. I become like a Roman standard they want to capture. Explain that.
Look, I mean, if we don't have the freedom of speech, if you don't have the First Amendment, if, you know, media, which is, look, it never said only newspapers or the media. It was anyone that wants to challenge government, anyone that's willing to, you know, put the feet to the fire of corporate interests of your government, that is supposed to be free.
Electronic soapbox.
In the end, if you lose, Alex, we all lose. We will all lose the ability to do tough stories, to take risks, to plant flags where we think there's an issue. Sometime we'll get it wrong. I said it before, you do a daily show. It's impossible to nail that to the wall. I do a weekly show. I spend more time vetting it. They're two different animals. They can't be compared to each
other. They also take stuff out of context and exaggerate.
Absolutely, that's true. All right, so let me get back to, look, there's two things you can do. If you really want to get involved in the lawsuits that we have going, I'll look over here, the lawsuits that we have going, then go to thehighwire.com, check out the show I do every Thursday. Boom, right there. And, you know, you can donate there. I'll also hit you up if you're watching the show. But all of that work is really important. You can help there. But right now, I have 8 days. I built Maha Alliance just over a month ago. You've been watching these ads the whole time. They're not like anything you've seen. They're also designed to, you know, to be going after the Kennedy voters and move them over to Donald Trump. We truly believe that those are the only voters that are really available to Donald Trump. He's got MAGA. He's got all of you. But we need those people that were supporting the independent spirit of Robert Kennedy Jr., you know, that take back America and clean up the regulatory agencies. So I've made ads that are going to target them in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin,
get
Michigan.
Get them, share them, donate.
So go to MahaAlliance.com. Your $5, your $10 helps me push it into another commercial. I want to buy another commercial spot. We put $1 million in Pennsylvania. We put $1 million in Wisconsin. Put $1 million in Michigan. I want to put $1 million. Can we show the ad that Mickey Willis made?
Yeah.
I want $1 million behind this one ad.
Which one? There's a bunch of them.
This is the Dear Kamala.
Oh, my gosh. Another one. Okay, play it now. Play it now. It's exactly enough time. Here it is. Go ahead and play Dear Kamala.
Dear Kamala Harris, let's get one thing crystal clear. The vast majority of American men have no issue with electing a female president. Our issue lies solely with you. You were second in charge of California for 13 years.
As California's Attorney General, Harris promoted enforcement of a law that allowed prosecutors to seek jail time for parents of truant kids.
As a prosecutor in law enforcement, I have a huge stick. So I decided I was going to start prosecuting parents for truancy.
I thought that was crazy. I was like, how can you lock parents up?
If you don't go to school, Kamala's going to put you and me in jail. Yes, we achieved an intended effect.
I opened the door and I see at least 7 or 8 cops like wanted to arrest me. As a matter of fact, they did.
And frankly, you know the prosecutors in my office who volunteered to do this? My homicide prosecutors, my gang prosecutors. And they went over there and I said, when you go over there, look really mean.
She had me arrested and prosecuted because my handicapped daughter was sick in the hospital and had missed some days of school.
I learned that with the swipe of my pen, I could charge someone with the lowest level offense. That person could be arrested. They could lose time from work and their family maybe lose their job. They'd have to come out of their own pocket to help hire a lawyer. They'd lose standing in their community.
I lost my job and couldn't pay rent, and we got evicted.
Weeks later, I could dismiss the charges, but their life would forever be changed.
I became homeless. We had to move into a motel.
All because of the swipe of my pen.
I don't agree what Kamala Harris did to my mom, and I don't agree with what she's done to other parents as well.
You were second in charge of the United States for 4 years.
If anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Inflation is hitting the highest level in 39 years.
A record high number of illegal crossings.
Crime's been surging across the nation.
Huge spikes in homicides.
Could we be heading toward World War III?
After 17 years of failed leadership, you are now asking us to trust you as first in charge of our country.
I am concerned and focused on big issues. Elementary and middle school truancy is actually a big issue. If we're trying to save the state money.
Because of truancy, California public schools lose $1.4 billion a year in funding.
I want money.
My message to all Americans, do not trust Kamala Harris.
As men and protectors of women and children, you are simply a risk we are not willing to take.
Paid for by Maha Alliance and not
Ladies
authorized
and gentlemen,
by any candidate or
This
candidate.
Is history happening. The revolution against tyranny is now. God bless you all. Owen Schroyer coming up now. Please support us at thealexjonesstore.com. I need your help.
Why don't we stop pushing pills on people and start pushing the red pill on people? Because the red pill is the only drug that can cure this mental illness. That can cure things like gender dysphoria, that can cure things like depression, that can cure things like involuntary celibacy, that can cure things like racism, that can cure things like World War III itself. The cure to all diseases, all illnesses, is the red pill. And the best place to get your endless supply of the red pill is band.video, is Infowars.com/show, is following at Real Alex Jones on InfoWars, is going to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP and signing up for $30 a month to get $40 a month. Hell, it's not even an expense. It's an investment practically. You buy one shirt a month, you keep us on the air. If we had 20,000 people sign up for thealexjonesstore.com/VIP for the Alex Jones VIP club. If we had 20,000 people sign up for that VIP club, Alex Jones would always be on the air, even if he had to refer to himself legally as the broadcaster formerly known as Alex Jones. There's a reason Prince didn't stop making records after his identity was stolen from him. It's because he was so good and he had such a loyal following and fan base that they couldn't shut him down. They couldn't silence him. They couldn't own him because he had enough support. We need you, just like you need us, just like you need the truth. The truth needs you. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. If you buy anything or sign up for anything, do that because it is going to be forever.
Hey everyone, my name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail. And it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming, and I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones store for taking care of us and getting our orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.